If you're demented and can't get enough Rad Radio, remember, they're at Rad Radio Insta on Facebook and even have a membership site at members.radradio.com.
She okay?
I don't know. I mean, we were just about to go on the air.
Did you see a bug?
And Dawn just started screaming. Is there a spider? Do you need to come over there and help you?
No, there's your booger disgusting email.
How'd that get there?
Sometimes Rob gives me emails from listeners where it's like just not for on air, some off air. I can go get a hold of them.
I didn't have
my glasses on, and I see an email sitting here, and I'm like trying to look to see. And then I'm like, oh! It's, your booger's on.
So it's the email that I blew the snot rocket onto?
You don't act all innocent.
That's odd, because I mean, I've got four garbage cans
get
under
away.
Me. And I'm nowhere near Dawn in the studio.
Stop it. You put it right here in my area.
It's not like it's that gross. It's all dried up.
Oh, yeah. It's not gross to you because you're a boy.
Here.
How much extra to eat it, Rob?
Sorry.
$500?
No, turn the...
$500. Seriously?
What? That's chump change, right?
Even with inflation, I mean, Nick used to do these things for like $5 or $10.
Exactly.
25. Give me 25.
Oh, God.
Nick's going to beat me.
Oh, man.
Wait, are you going to eat the whole piece of paper and swallow it?
No, he's just have to lick the booger off of it.
By the way,
that's what makes it more appealing that someone would do it for $10 or $5.
50 cents.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
$500. What are we doing here?
I want to pay off the credit card bill a little bit.
Jordan wrote in, again, the highbrow level of the show when producer Nick is around. I'm blaming Nick for the content over the last few days. Jordan wrote in about yesterday's Dr. Rob segment, which if you weren't here, you missed something. Says, I stumbled upon the segment yesterday. Well, he's got some of his facts wrong here. I know that's a shocker with our emailers.
Aww.
About the guy who walked in on his son-in-law. No, it was his brother-in-law. In the home theater in the middle of a horrendous activity. Well, he was self-pleasuring himself. And he was in a... Is there a name for it? A choking stand or...
Self-asphyxiation.
Okay.
Position.
Collar that chokes you while you're pleasuring yourself. But that none of that is what horrified him. It's the fact that he was watching bestiality porn. Okay. And Jordan says, I'm dying to know what happened with this. Where can I go to find out? Your butt? We don't know. We have no idea. We have no update on. We haven't heard anything.
You know, just revisiting this story makes me think, well, at least the guy had taste in high fidelity when it comes to, you know, viewing things in like a home theater setting. The content's not so much.
True.
But at least, you know, he appreciates good sound quality.
He's not just doing it in a corner bedroom.
Right.
He's
like,
in the home theater.
On like a VHS little TV. Doesn't make it right.
We've had three very compelling Dr. Rob emails and no follow-ups this week. We got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. And you're qualified for tomorrow's grand prize drawing to have those tickets bumped up to the front row. Caller 18 hung up on us, so we go to caller 19, the backup caller. You should never hang up if you're the backup caller, because today's your lucky day. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
Yo, Paulie.
All right, here's how this works. Your timer will begin when I finish reading the first question, which is true or false. You got a 50-50 shot. You get that one right, and then you got to get four more to win. Pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say innocent email, and then you say booger, I have to take innocent email as your answer.
Innocent my ass.
Do you have any questions?
Nope.
I just had a flashback to the late 90s. We were downstairs in our Reno radio station, Rock 104.5, and we were all watching together the verdict in the O.J. Simpson case, and Dawn said the exact same thing. Innocent my ass! She was standing right next to me.
Wow.
She was supposed to be on the air. We had dead air and everything. She just let the whole station go to hell.
I used to show up late for that shift anyway.
All right, Paul, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. True or false, Taylor Swift's new album was streamed over 1 billion times in its first 5 days on Spotify.
True.
Which country is both an island and a continent?
Antarctica.
Deglutition is the scientific term for what common bodily function that humans do hundreds of times a day?
Sweat.
This is the final season for which of the three current American Idol judges?
Luke Bryan.
Tonight is the NFL draft. Which team currently holds pick 3?
The Dolphins.
If you have electrophobia, what are you afraid of?
Electricity.
Of course. I mean, it has to be, right?
I like it, though. Quick.
All right. Yes, with that quickness, we still only got 6 questions out.
You only need 5.
Which means he's got to get every one of them. Let's see how he did. True or false? Taylor Swift's new album was streamed over 1 billion times in its first 5 days on Spotify. He said that is true.
Jeez.
We had already told you that the Tortured Poets Department, on the day of its release, became the first album in Spotify history to notch more than 300 million streams in a single day. And now Taylor Swift has broken another record. Most streamed album in a single week, which she did in 5 days. Yesterday, it passed 1 billion streams.
Damn.
Wow.
Since its release.
Oh, that's
1
amazing.
Billion.
Now, it's I'm gonna just let you know, it's not going to affect the actual ultimate end of the answer. But my brain, without looking at a globe, yes, I actually have globes still because I'm old, is wondering wondering about this. Maybe Nick will be able to explain. So I asked, which country, you good? Okay, you're good. Which country is both an island and a continent? He said Antarctica, which is... That's not the fact-checking answer. The fact-checking answer is Australia. You know, it's just sitting out there floating. It's a continent.
Yes.
And then I went, wait, Antarctica? Is it connected to anything else?
Antarctica is a continent, but not a country.
So it misses. It doesn't get both.
Oh, which country is both an island and a continent?
Uh-huh. Yes, correct.
Yep. There it is.
Good.
It's not a country.
That's right. Thank you. All right. Deglutition is the scientific term for what common bodily function that humans do hundreds of times a day? Great answer. He said sweat.
Yeah, and super quick.
Yeah. Without Googling, see you over there with your laptop.
What? We do it. Oh. Blink our
eyes. He's got a screen up.
Hundreds of times a day.
Blink our eyes.
Yeah, well, Kyle, I'm not worried about it. He's got a spell deglutition. I mean, you know.
Crop dust?
Hundreds of times a day? Dude, I
swallow.
Can get you a referral. Well, there it is. Of course, the woman finally gets to the right answer of swallowing. That's deglutition. Oh, baby. Deglutated. Deglutated.
Hold on. What was the answer before? Australia?
The island. The country
island
that's
thingy?
Also...
Yes.
What was the correct answer?
Australia.
Okay. I just didn't... I wasn't sure if you had said it.
Oh, I thought you were going to swallow Australia or something. Or you say, is that where the bird... I was wondering what the connection was.
There. Dawn's using dial-up connection today.
Oh my god. Or it could be Rob's poor explaining.
Could be, but it's not. This is the final season for which of the 3 current American Idol judges? I think I have 2 issues with this guy. First of all, I think he said Luke Bryant, which that's not the dude's name.
It's
not. Luke Bryant.
Bye-bye, Katy Perry. Bye-bye.
Katy Perry's tenure on American Idol comes to an end. She announced last year she's leaving Idol.
See ya.
At the end of the current season. And so I know, it's tragic. This has led to a variety of speculation already of who will replace her.
Someone good.
Luke Bryan and Lionel Richie, who are the other 2 judges remaining.
You've seen his face?
As well as host Ryan Seacrest, are mentioning out loud Meghan Trainor. Who appeared on one of the episodes as a coach, and I guess they all fell in love with her, or they did a big, you know.
Hey, anyone's a step up from Katy Perry.
Anyone? Because Lionel Richie also said Kelly Clarkson, the original winner.
Yeah, she'd even be a step up. But I think that Lionel Richie and Simon Cowell go to the same plastic surgeon. It is not good. And he didn't need to do anything to himself.
Yeah.
It's like a bee stung him every time, and you're waiting for it to come down.
Yeah.
Because usually when they first go in, that happens, and they know not to go in public. But then sometimes they have to for whatever reason.
So, Dawn, do you not like Katy Perry, the artist or the judge?
Yeah, what was that whole bye-bye Katy Perry?
Yeah, I thought you liked her.
Okay. I did. And I don't mind her. I don't mind, like, her music that she came out with. First go around, right? Like, I don't know what she has now or the last many years, but like all her fun stuff she had before. She was one of those back in the day when Hillary was running for president that just because I had boobs, I better get on board and vote for her. And I hate that garbage. And she's one of those women that if you do not align with everything she thinks, you're not a part of the woman club. So inclusive, but not only if you believe what I believe.
I'm sorry, that was my fault.
Now you know why we only invite Nick, you know, once or twice every 5 years to be part of the live show. We asked, tonight is the NFL draft, which team currently picks 3rd? He said the Dolphins. Terrible answer. It goes in reverse order based on worst record or in the case of a trade or whatever.
New England Patriots.
New England Patriots still right now hold the third pick. If everything's you know what? Be here in an hour when Steve Mickelson and I break down the
you
draft. We'll go over whether or not people trade up or if the top three teams stay where they are. You would think all three of them would take quarterbacks. A lot of quarterbacks available. The Mixed Pick Sports Show will be on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And then at the buzzer, I asked if you have electrophobia. What are you afraid of? He said, well, of course, electricity.
Static-y laundry.
These things Eels? Are rarely what you think they are, right? Electrophobia, electricity. At least he said something.
Is it women?
It is chickens.
What?
People with electrophobia have excessive fear and anxiety around all chickens, roosters, or hens.
Oh, my God. Well, roosters and, but chickens are so fun.
They don't feel fear around any other animal or bird. That would be ornithophobia, where you fear all birds.
So I have a cousin. In third grade, he was... I don't know if he still is, but he was deathly afraid of chickens. And we went to the hippie school, so we went to a field trip to a farm. And
Oh God.
We had like three chickens and a rooster chasing him, was crying, and everybody started calling him Chicken Boy after that.
Oh my God.
Wait, was he afraid of chickens before that?
Yeah, he admitted to everybody that he was afraid.
Oh, okay. Because usually it's that incident that causes people to grow up with electrophobia. This poor kid, they called him Chicken Boy?
Yes, and I was related to him, unfortunately, so I was tied in.
Unfortunately, he didn't, like, try to console him?
Me and him aren't nice cousins to each other.
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. My family and I, we can be in fights and not talking. But if someone else comes after our family member that we're mad at, we will pound on that person. Yeah, Kyle, we come together, the whole blood thing. I'm sorry.
You and I are much more on the same page of that garbage. So I can't. What I'm surprised is you don't occasionally reach out to this cousin and just say, "Hey, Chicken Boy."
And then I'll remind him that we tied him up too.
In the end.
Why? You tied him up.
The contestant got one right. We might have to revisit that. First, I'll tell you that tomorrow's your last chance to win Foreigner tickets. And the grand prize drawing is tomorrow around this time to have them upgraded to the front row.
You know, Kyle often says, do I need therapy? No, everybody you meet does.
7, 8, and 9 a.m. Your chances
Rob,
to win.
Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.